As part of their 50th anniversary season, Centre Stage is presenting a production that has the delicious name, The Completely Fictional, Utterly True, Final Strange Tale of Edgar Allan Poe. And taking the title role in this is somebody who is very familiar on the Everyman Theatre stages, hasn't been on Centre Stage for a while. Lovely to see you popping up there again, Bruce. Yes,
it is a pleasure to be here and to be at Centre Stage.
It's such a wonderful project, this seems, and I believe that this is only the second time that it's actually been produced, and it's so wonderful that it's coming home to Baltimore, where absolutely. We like to lay claim to Poe.
Right. It had begun at Trinity Rep, built around the Trinity Rep company, and so it's very much this ensemble-based kind of work where there's a lot of important give and take with the cast and people playing multiple roles, but with me as Poe staying that role and just going through the wild delirium of his final moments.
Now, of course, Poe is so iconic. Mm. So how did you manage to pull together all of these diverse threads for this production?
Well, I knew that because he's so iconic, I guess I went in the opposite direction rather than trying to recreate that. I just gave over to, well, certainly a lot of reading of his works. And I guess what I wanted to do most in developing him was to give him a sense of humanity, that although he was this terribly macabre type writer, he was a human being that at the very end of his life was very sick. And he had the foibles that any human would. And to explore that part of him rather than just the heartbeat under the floor kind of Poe that we know.
You've alluded a couple of times now to the fact that this is sort of the last stages of his life. And I haven't seen the production yet, but it has made me think, just reading about it, back to the production that you did of Henry James's Turn of the Screw, which right. also has that sort of supernatural aspect to it. Mm-hmm. And am I right in thinking that there is that overtone to this production?
That's exactly right, that the audience doesn't quite know where their footing is from moment to moment, and that's, I think, as it should be, that they're being lured in by an intriguing story, and then there are twists and turns that kind of take them by surprise. The lovely second act core element is me returning to a younger self, a younger version of me, and finally doing a little bit of combat, like, how dare you? How could you? Why would you live your life the way you did? So I love that kind of self-reflection, you know, happening in the moment.
And as you say, it is an ensemble piece. Mm. And, you know, one knows from your work that that is a métier where you really thrive. Nevertheless, I mean, this is Poe and you are playing Poe. So a lot of the responsibility does hang or fall on you.
Mm-hmm. I'm the engine that drives it. And I have to keep remembering that the Poe in our play is the one who wants to figure out how to stave off death. He knows what's coming. As far as death is concerned, he's going to keep it at bay as long as possible. So there has to be this momentum produced by me that wants to figure out, okay, how do I stop death?
It sounds absolutely fascinating. I've been speaking to Bruce Nelson, who is taking the title role in a production at Centre Stage. It's called The Completely Fictional, Utterly True, Final Strange Tale of Edgar Allan Poe. And this will be running in the Head Theatre at Centre Stage until Sunday, November the 25th. More information is at centrestage.org. Bruce, thanks so much for coming in. I hope you have a wonderful time with this production.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.